So I was walking down
South 2nd, and I've always noticed this garden. It was the first time that I saw this sign behind this tree that says, "This is a community garden. For information or to get involved, please call this number." There are a lot of community gardens in Brooklyn. This is definitely one of the few that does not ask their members for any money. You have to fill out a form and write a little bit about like why you want to garden and why it's important to be part of this community garden and sort of what the neighborhood means to you. And so I spent like a really long time kind of putting that into words. I realized that the only time you affect change is the change that's the closest to you that you can, you know, make in your community. So I sort of started thinking about Williamsburg as what it means to be my community, like what Williamsburg is as a community. And it didn't really feel like a community ever. The neighborhood's changing, like it's very transient and it's always evolving. So it's really hard to sort of like latch on to community here. So this garden, I think, is really great. It's been here for like upwards of 20 years. It's all sort of different people from different walks of life, and like it's sort of the most solid community effort that I've seen in this neighborhood so far.
My name is Joe Matunas. I am a muralist and art facilitator with El Puente and El Puente Academy for Peace and Justice. We had this idea that we really wanted to have this be a community garden, so it wasn't just a space that was open when somebody from El Puente could come and be here with the keys, that everybody who had a plot here would be a stakeholder. One of the first families that we got was one of the Bangladeshi families who came in, because in those days when there were more vacant lots kind of around in the area where they lived on the other side of Bedford Avenue, they would plant little strips of dirt where they were growing these kind of melon squash that had to hang down and get really long. And so they got very excited when they saw that we had space in here. And it was really interesting because they were so moved by the idea that they could have a space where they could grow food that was so important to them culturally. And you know, I remember one of the boys telling us that they had a space behind their house where it was cement, and some of the cement was broken and there was dirt in the cracks, and they were growing things in the cracks in the dirt.
It reminds me of like why New York is exciting. You know, I think the thing about New York that I fell in love with to begin with is the sort of unexpectedness that would come in any particular day. You might have a day where you are trying to find the most authentic Chinese restaurant and you end up like eating in like a dark, dingy, like basement restaurant where there's like cats on the table and chain smoking chefs like coming out to check on you every 5 minutes. And it's like a horrible meal. Like it might be terrible, but like it's that narrative that creates one aspect of what like I fell in love with about New York. It's the unexpectedness of like what you could encounter on any specific day. And Williamsburg can definitely feel homogenous at times if you're just like walking up and down Bedford, but like these little pockets of things in Williamsburg I think are really what makes the neighborhood an important part of New York. All right, yeah. Well, thanks, all right.